Welcome back to Chuckers Baseball. I'm Tyson Wang here with reigning Pioneer League Pitcher of the Week, Jonathan Heasley. And Jonathan, last Sunday, five shutout innings against the Great Falls Voyagers. What was working so well for you?
I think I was able to get ahead in the count, which set me up very well. I was using my fastball, being able to get inside with that, getting a lot of ground balls, outs early in the count. So pitch count was pretty low, so I think that was a big part of helping me be able to get through those five innings like I did. So, for me, it was really just getting ahead, and we've been preaching about establishing the inside fastball. I feel like I did a good job of that and got a lot of weak contact and ground balls.
And were able to pitch long enough to pick up your first professional win.
Yes, sir. It's been five or six no decisions, kind of that whole piggyback deal with the starters and stuff like that. It's just kind of tough, so it's definitely cool to get that in there and get that first career win. It's pretty cool.
And you've been pitching a lot on Sundays. Probably nice to get a 4 o'clock start, not have to wait nearly as long as you normally would for a 7 o'clock game.
Exactly, and I take pitching at 110 over 50, so, I love the heat of the day. It definitely helps my arm feel good and enjoy the day games Sunday, so it's nice for sure to get up and not have to just sit around and dwell on it all day waiting for it to come. So that's definitely fun.
Certainly better than those college games where it's like late February, early March, and it's freezing out there, but somehow you're still playing baseball.
Oh yeah, it's tough, especially up there in Oklahoma. You get that always windy, so it could be 50, but it feels like it's about 30 with that wind coming in. So that's definitely a big adjustment, but I love being out here. It's been awesome weather for most of the season, so it's been nice to be in here for sure.
Don't get too many off days. What were you able to do during your All-Star break?
Actually, a group of about 12 of us went out to Jackson Hole and got an Airbnb there, just kind of get away from the hotel and get away from baseball for a couple days, just relax and enjoy each other's company. Great group of guys, so it's fun to get to know guys a little more than just being around the baseball field. So we had a great time there, did some hiking and just walked around the town for a couple days, so it was a good time.
What was Jackson Hole like? Seems like one of the nicer places in the country.
Yeah, very nice. We went into Grand Teton National Park, and it was absolutely beautiful. There was this lake that we walked around and hiked through the mountains for a little bit. Awesome views, so something I've never really experienced, like, nature-wise. We don't exactly have those kind of mountains in Texas or Oklahoma, so it was something cool to see, and definitely recommend it if you haven't done it before.
The football season coming up, do you got a favorite team? Obviously, college being Oklahoma State, follow the Cowboys a little bit?
I do. It's definitely have your ups and downs, but I'll stick with them. Could be an interesting year. Lost a couple key guys with Dez and Jason Witten, but we'll see what they can do. Need Zeke to have a big year, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, with the Cowboys, it's pretty tough division in the NFC North. It's just a matter of finding the big games and winning those big games against teams like the Redskins, the Eagles, and the Giants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not a big fan of those teams, definitely, especially Giants and the Eagles, but we'll see how they do. Need some guys to step up. Hopefully we can get past the first round of the playoffs for once, but we'll see. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, and Oklahoma State season for sure. I'll try and get up there for a couple games when I can, so looking forward to that.
And obviously with Mike Gundy running the show there, he seems to be one of those guys that year in and year out always has a good quarterback and always has a good group of receivers.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch, especially that high-powered offense. They're always putting up numbers. Last year I actually got to know Mason Rudolph a little bit, so it was kind of cool to be friends with him and then watch him do his thing on Saturday. He was legit and pretty cool. He and our best receiver last year, James Washington, are both with the Steelers now. But having a guy like Mike Gundy as a coach is pretty funny. You see him walking around with his mullet, and he'll walk into work with his dog just right next to him. It's pretty funny because we all the athletes like eat in the same like cafeteria, so call it, and it's in the football area. So he'll be walking in, dog next to him, hair hanging out. He's a character.
Is that mullet as good in person as it looks on TV?
It is. It's pretty solid. I got to give it to him.
All right, thanks for the time.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, that's Jonathan Heasley. When we come back, we got lineups and first pitch. You're listening to Chuckers Baseball on KSPZ.